Then we are officially beginning this beautiful Wednesday, April 11th. It's my mom's birthday, so happy birthday, Mom. It's a beautiful day here in near Asheville, North Carolina, and the cows are hanging out and the sunshine is out. For those of you who like to follow my computer saga, not only did my computer crash, it just said, I have no hard drive. And so I'm using a borrowed computer tonight, a brand new laptop, by the way, 4-month-old laptop. Just decided it didn't have a hard drive. That's like me walking up to you going, I don't have any guts. So I dropped it off to get fixed, and I'm working with a beautiful Mac that one of my apprentices loaned me. And it looks like it's pretty much the same. So we're going to rock some Mac energy tonight instead of PC, for those who care about those kind of things. I am energetically blowing out all of my laptops right now. So if any of you are having challenges like that, especially with technology, some of it's Mercury retrograde, but sometimes it's the work, this work can actually literally blow out technological devices. When I step out of ceremony, if I go pick up my phone too quickly after the ceremony, it'll turn it on and it'll just short out and turn itself off a lot of times. So I would imagine some of you might have also had that experience. So I want to let you know that I have too. So what I'd like to do first is just take a moment and let's breathe into our bellies and let's just ground our energy. Just taking a moment to settle in and gently breathing deeply into your belly. Not forcing the breath, while at the same time really letting it come all the way down into your belly, into your core, into your koshko. Beautiful. And with that beautiful life-giving breath, just breathe beautiful roots like a great tree down into the earth, allowing yourself to really sink in with Pachamama. And really feel those energetic roots from your root and also from the soles of your feet just flowing down into the earth, all the way down into the center of the earth. So you're beautifully linked with Mother Gaia. And just take a nice, letting it out breath, just letting it go, just allowing that stuck energy, that hucha, to flow down and feed Pachamama. Pachamama loves to eat hucha. So just let that, hucha is just stuck energy. It's just energy that needs to be moving. So any worries, any to-do lists, any stress, just let that flow down into Pachamama. Good. And as you continue to gently breathe into your belly, allow the energy from Pachamama to flow back up into you, supporting, nurturing, filling you. Just like a great tree receiving nourishment and all the healthy support that you need to thrive in your physical form. Just breathe that up through those roots. You're stabilized and nourished, grounded, nurtured. Just breathe that energy up to fill your whole body. Just feel it coming up through your legs, up into your core, up into your chest and down your arms, up into your throat and your neck, and filling your head with all this beautiful earth energy that's supporting and feeding you. And then allow that energy to flow up towards Inti Taita, Father Sun, just like the beautiful leaves and branches of the tree lifting upwards, really connecting and pulling in that beautiful sun medicine, so that you receive the activation and the nourishment from the sun as well. Whew. and allowing that energy to flow back down from the life-giving sun, Inti Taita. And let that flow down into the crown of your head, activating your crown chakra, flowing down and activating your third eye, activating your pineal gland. As it flows down, it activates your throat chakra, down into your heart chakra. As that is activated, remember to breathe. Let it flow down into your solar plexus. Beautiful solar energy activating your solar plexus. All of this with grace and ease. And allowing that sunshine energy to flow down into your second chakra. And finally into your root. And feeling that beautiful activation energy flowing down your legs, at your toes. And you can feel the intermingling and the swirling in your core of the earth energy, which keeps you grounded. That beautiful sun energy, which is activating you at the same time. Grounded, activated, in perfect alignment, in perfect divine flow. And breathe that into your belly. Gracias, Pachamama. Gracias, Apukuna. Apukuna de Appalachia, Apukuna de Seven Sisters, Apukuna de Blue Ridge, Apukuna de Cusco y de los Andes. All the beautiful Apukuna sacred mountains of the world, invoking your beautiful grounded wisdom and support. And gracias, Nustakuna, the open spaces and the sacred waterways. Nusta French Broad, Nusta Laurel, Nusta Flat Creek, Nusta Natahila. All the beautiful Nustas of the planet, sacred waters, the oceans. Thank you for your beautiful flowing support of us this evening. Remember to breathe into your belly. Gracias, ancestors. Inviting in the beautiful ancestors that would like to support and assist each of you tonight. And invoking the pillars of this temple so that we stand together in Medicine World. Archangels Michael, Ariel, Gabriel, Uriel, Raphael in the center, Sandalphon above, Metatron below, Zadkiel, Melchizedek, Saint Germain, Saint Germain. Activating this temple grid space so that we are together in Medicine World. And everything in this space is pure love and pure medicine. And I invite you to visualize yourself standing in this beautiful medicine space at the sacred fire with your brothers and sisters in this circle. It's okay if you don't know what everybody looks like. You can feel and sense the sacred circle that we create together in the realms. From all of the different places where we live in the world, we come together in the realms to invoke sacred space, safe space, a healing place where you are seen and received and acknowledged and appreciated. Each of you bringing good medicine, beautiful gifts into the sacred space. Thank you. And as we gather in the sacred space and medicine world, inviting in your guides in the seen and unseen realms to support and assist for your highest and greatest good. And just feel them circling up around you at this time. Taking a moment to just really acknowledge them. Give thanks that they are with you. And breathing into your belly. Visualize your portal door that you work with before you step into your medicine space. We use a portal door so that you can have a sense of opening and closing it. So there's a sense of completion, grounding back into this space when you're complete. So utilize the portal door that you generally work with so that you don't have to overthink it or reinvent the wheel every time you go in. And stepping through that portal door, make your way into your sacred space. Allow yourself to create a visual of your sacred space, utilizing your sacred imagination. It's okay if you feel like you're making up some of it. It's your sacred space. You can invoke into that place whatever you like. Maybe there's trees, maybe there's mountains, maybe it's an open space, daytime, nighttime, twilight. Maybe there's flowers or plants that get your attention. So really take a moment and flesh out that visualization so that what you would like to see there is there. What you would like to be surrounded by, because it's just for you. And invite your guides into your personal sacred space. Allowing them to make their way in and really create a visual for each of them. Whatever you see is perfect. This allows you to create a personal relationship. Just take a moment and see what each of your guides looks like to you as they step into this space. And pick a guide that you would like to receive a gift from right now that will support your highest and greatest good at this time. Whatever you get is perfect. It doesn't even have to make sense. And if you're not sure what to do with it, just breathe into your belly and bring it into your heart. When you've received your gift, breathe into your belly to really fully integrate whatever you've received, trusting that it will support you, even if you're not sure what it is or what to do with it right now. Knowing that your guides offer you this gift for your highest and greatest good. And surrounding yourself with your guides in your beautiful sacred space, I'd like you to repeat after me and say this out loud if you're in a space where you're able to do that. And I would like you to say I and then state your full name. I, Bloom Florecer Post. Call myself to myself. I receive with joy all of my soul aspects that are ready to return to me now with grace and ease throughout lifetimes and timelines, throughout dimensions and realms. I receive all of my soul aspects joyfully into my heart, especially all aspects that are necessary for my highest divine liberation. I receive all of my soul aspects that are necessary for my highest divine vibration. I receive all of my soul aspects that will support and empower me to manifest and live into my divine inheritance, physically and mentally, emotionally, spiritually and energetically. I receive any and all soul aspects that are necessary for this lifetime that empower me to move forward with clarity and ease. I receive all of my soul self unto me now. I am healed and whole. I am grounded. I am fully embodied as a beautiful, divine, and luminous being of light in third dimensional human form. I state your full name. I, Bloom Florecer Post, recommit right now to being in my divine human form. I recommit to walking this path as a human, filled with divine light, as a divine being, having a human experience. I recommit to being on this planet 100%. I am rocking my life. My life is awesome. I choose to be here. I am healed, whole, and grateful. Right now, at this time, throughout lifetimes and timelines, throughout dimensions and realms, so be it, it is so. And just breathe into your belly and really breathe all that in. Really let that sink in and integrate. Surround yourself with your guides for support. See yourself sitting down or lying down in your sacred space, really breathing in all of that Pachamama energy as you feel all of your soul aspects integrating, filling you, as you are fully committed to being in this beautiful divine experience as human. Walking your journey with courage and grace and ease, having fun, enjoying the possibilities as a human. Breathe into your belly to let all of that really be received and gracefully integrated. throughout lifetimes, timelines, dimensions, realms, and multiverses. Sending my healing team to work with each of you right now, sending the Munari to work with each of you to support and assist in any psychic and energetic surgeries that will empower this at this time. Take a few minutes to let your shamanic journey on your own. Just continuing to receive, integrate. Remember to breathe deeply into your belly. And just find your way to a place of completion for now with your guides. And just take your time. You're ready to make your way back through that portal door into this space, closing the portal door behind you and making your way back into your body. I want Tracy, Marianne, Robin, and I want you to hold the sacred space as people coming back. As you make your way through your portal door. Just remember to close it behind you. And just remembering to ground and breathe into your body. Drink some water to support you with staying hydrated and integrating what we've done. Thank you to those students who've trained with me in person for holding space. If I have to pee, I can't focus on what we're going to do next. So, but I didn't want to just leave the energetic space without having somebody hold the space. So since you all have, there might be others who've trained with me, but those are the first names I saw. So those are students who've completed the 4-month training. I also want to thank Michelle for hosting. I really appreciate it. All the hosts are doing a great job, and I really appreciate it. It's really a relief and a big support to me to just focus on each of you and this work we're doing and not have to manage all the technical piece, and I really appreciate that. And if anybody else is interested in hosting and that's something you'd like to do from time to time, especially if you know how to use Zoom, just let Paige know. Paige has been kind of coordinating that, and I really do appreciate people taking turns. Plus, it's a great way to kind of get to know who some of the people are within the session when they're hosting. So I want to tap in with a couple things before I work with people one-on-one and just talk about some of the fundamentals just a little bit here to help you get really stay on track with your journeying. This work is about, well, it's about a lot of things, but shamanic journeying specifically is really supportive in helping you get personal relationship with your guides in the realms. So one of the reasons I activate the temple space, and I don't do that for protection. I want to be really clear that I don't do protection work because protection is defense. Defense is resistance. Resistance creates persistence. I call it clarity. I call it boundary work, but I don't put it out as protection because that kind of sets the tone for, ooh, I'm scared, I need to be protected. So I don't use that languaging. So just for those who haven't worked with me very much. Oh, and I want to welcome the new folks who just joined this week. Some of who have trained with me and some of who are brand new. So thank you for being here. But one of the reasons I invoke what I call archangels, they're star beings, is because the more I invoke them and work with them, I'm activating an energetic grid. And the more I activate that energetic grid, I'm strengthening the work that I do in the realms. So it's kind of hard to explain in linear terms. It's like if I'm standing at one part of the mountain and I'm trying to explain to you all, you got to do all these steps to get to this part of the mountain. And you all are like, well, why can't I just do this? Why can't I just do this? And it's hard for me to explain how you're going to get from one point of the mountain to the other. And so that's a piece where you get to trust that I've been walking this mountain for a while. So I'm sharing tools with you that are going to start opening up things for you that I may not be talking about because I'm not necessarily going to be able to walk you through online. I think some of this we can do with the retreat. That'll be a little bit easier, but I'm activating an energetic grid every time I invoke those energies. So when I get up in the morning and I call in my team and I go to sleep at night and I call in my team, I'm creating personal relationship. I'm getting to know them better. I'm activating my energetic grid and I'm activating, it's like if you're sewing something and you put one thread through and then you go back that night and you put another thread and the next morning you put another thread and eventually it's a really strong, powerful, cohesive, threaded energetic grid. So that's why I encourage you to invoke these energies morning and evening as an opening and closing to your day, but it also gives you a sense of support. And it's a great way to start your day instead of hopping on the phone. You can certainly just go, hey, whoever's helping me, go help the world. That's totally, if that's how you want to work, that's fine. For me, that doesn't create personal relationship and it doesn't support me in doing really specific work. You can use any portal door that you want to walk through to get to your sacred space. Having done this for 20 years, I would encourage you, pick a portal door, create your sacred space, and don't reinvent it every single time. If cool things happen that are unexpected, that's great. But consistency is how you start getting out of your head and you don't have to think about it, and then you can really start to go. So I want to put that out there as well. I'm trying to answer some of the questions that have been popping up. But this is really about personal relationship, because once you have personal relationship, really have personal relationship with your guides, then you start receiving the activations and uploads and you know what to do with them. It's not just a bunch of amorphous light that you're like, oh, this cool thing happened, I don't know what to do with that. You get very clear understanding of what you're receiving. A lot of what I teach and share with you is activations that I received. Okay, and my guides I had to have that clear connection with them so that they could explain to me what I was receiving and then how I could share it with others. If I only call somebody once a week, then I'm going to have to catch up with them, you know, for the whole other days that we didn't talk. You wouldn't walk into your living room and say you have a housemaid or a family member named Bob. You wouldn't walk into the living room and only say hey to Bob like once a week. You'd be like, oh, hey, Bob. Hey, Bob. Every time you saw Bob, you'd probably say hi, right? I mean, this is about relationship. It's kind of a silly example, but just because you don't necessarily yet, some of you may not necessarily know that your guides are there 24/7, they are. And the more you ringy-ding, get in touch with them, the clearer the connection gets, and then you're strengthening that. And then the things that you experience in shamanic journeys make more sense because you have a more clear connection with your guides. The other thing I want to remind each of you is be proactive. It's totally fine to just go journey and float around. That's a great practice too. You can go and just see where your guides take you. You can go and fly around with eagles, or it's totally great. Whatever you're doing to practice is great practice, putting you into that space of working in the realms. And remember to take time during some of your journeys, at least once a week. I would do it more often than that myself, but be proactive. Ask questions, ask to be shown things, ask for healing, ask for support, ask for guidance. Don't worry about how it looks like. That's why when I say you receive a gift and don't worry about what it looks like, don't overthink it. Your guides are going to work with you, and the brain might not have an easy time being able to process what's happening. That's where the trust piece comes in. And you have trust with your guides when you have personal relationship. I've known Tracy Prater for what, 3-4 years now? So we have established some trust with each other because I've been knowing her for 3 or 4 years. Whereas somebody that I just met last week, I may not have the same level of trust with them. So I'm not necessarily working with them in the same way. Same thing with your guides. The more you interact with them and are proactive and you learn to trust them and trust what they're doing for you, then things really get deep. The last thing I want to mention is that money issues are very rarely about money, okay? So the shamanic journey that we did just now was to support all of you who are on the page going, oh, poop, oh, poop, oh, poop, except you probably don't use the word poop, but I'm going to watch my language. Oh, poop, oh, poop, oh, poop, I'm having money issues. And what I did was a journey to help you call back your soul energies, any that are missing, any soul aspects that are missing, so that you're having a hard time really manifesting yourself so that you can manifest other things, and also recommitting to being in human form. My experience working with people with money issues, and my personal experience, because I had money issues back in the day. I had all the money issues back in the day. I get it. I'm not just speaking from, I'm a trust fund baby, and there's nothing wrong with being a trust fund baby. I'd be thrilled to be a trust fund baby. But that was not my journey. And so I didn't just grow up loaded with money and trying to help you, support you in this process. I've walked through this process of living hand to mouth and paycheck to paycheck and being broke and the poop hitting the fan and having to borrow money to get the car fixed. And then the other thing breaks down. I get it. And a big piece of it is if we're not really fully embodied and committed to being in human form and grounded into our body and feeling safe, in your root chakra, then it's really more challenging to manifest what you want to manifest. And you'll have these moments where you're feeling good, you're in alignment, you're in your body, and you're like, yes. And the universe goes, oh, there you are. There's your mailbox. I see you. And things start to flow. And then you wobble, you lose it. And then it's like the universe can't find you again because you're not in your body. The more I've gotten grounded and done, I do so much personal healing. Holy moly, y'all don't even know. I'm still doing personal healing. I'm still excavating and finding shadow places and finding resistance. And I continue to do my work. And the more I do that and the more I heal and the more I clear out any places where I'm not feeling safe or any really get clarity with the shadow places and really feel safe being in my human body on this planet, regardless of what's going on and regardless of what my past experience has been, it gets easier to manifest. And not only is it easier, I can proactively manifest. I can send out mojo and say, I want 15 people in that ceremony, and I'll get 15 people in the ceremony. There's ways that you can actually move the energy, but you can't be moving the energy and making it happen until you're really feeling in your body and grounded and willing to be here. And I feel like for a lot of us, you know, being sensitive, being intuitive, being empathic, sometimes it's just not even easy committing to being in human form and committing to being on the planet. And sometimes that can bring up a lot of grief because some of you remember being star beings deep in your soul self. You're like, I'm not from here. This place is pretty, but I took the wrong exit. I'm supposed to be with my star tribe, you know? And so that's why, let me slow down because I'm getting all excited about what we're talking about. Part of this is really committing to being in human form as the divine star being that you are. We're not pushing that away. We're not saying you're not going to be cosmic and divine and amazing and full of light. We're going to bring that in and integrate it with this human experience. So that journey that we did was to support those of you, to support everybody, really. And I would encourage each of you, if you're trying to amp up anything, including financial flow, when you start to wobble, call yourself back to yourself. If I'm in a funky place and fear is coming up or whatever, I know that that is a signpost. If there's fear or lack or I'm getting triggered or whatever, that's all signposts going, you're not in your body, you're not in your mojo, you're not in alignment. That's all it is. I don't have to take it personally and get all worked up about it. I just go, oh, yeah, I need to get back in my body. And oftentimes I will say, I bloom, florecer, florecita, post, call myself to myself. I receive myself with grace and ease. I call in all of my soul aspects. I just do a general soul retrieval right there for whatever it is I'm dealing with, for whatever it is that maybe I'm not feeling safe or I'm not feeling supported, or if it's financial flow or whatever it is you've got going on. Because if you keep focusing on the finances, then you're going to keep focusing on what you don't have. And that's going to keep you out of the flow because then you're stressed all the time. So there's layers to the financial thing. What I would really encourage is start working with some root chakra, feeling safe in your body. And you're going to probably want to do more than shamanic work. If you've got a lot of trauma and a lot of stuff coming up, it'd be good to go talk to a wonderful counselor that you could see every week. I think Jungian counselors are really awesome. And if you have trauma that needs to be healed, go talk to a therapist. I talked to a therapist for years, healing the trauma of my childhood and my growing up into adulthood so that I could work with all this other stuff with more grace and ease. It's all connected. So that journey that we just did was to support everybody, and also for those who are working with the money piece. But if any of you are starting to feel like you're really just don't know what to do, you can't feel your guides, you don't know what's going on, do a gentle general soul retrieval. I state your full name, call my soul aspects back. I receive all of my soul aspects right now with grace and ease throughout lifetimes, timelines, dimensions, and realms. So be it, it is so. I mean, I just made that up right there on the spot. You don't have to have specific words, but I would encourage that you state your full name, call it in with grace and ease. And then if you really want to amp it up, say throughout lifetimes, timelines, dimensions, and realms so that you cover every possible experience where you might not be fully embodied and able to manifest the way you want to manifest. So that's that. So this is really about creating personal relationship with your guides, personal relationship with yourself. Then you're totally in personal responsibility. You're not projecting your wounds. You're not projecting your triggers. And when you're in that place, there's not as much drama, and it is easier to manifest. And it's easier for the universe to kind of find your cosmic mailbox because you're in your body. And this is where you get to the place where you're really living in a way that you really want to live. So I trust that that was helpful for some folks. Let me check in with any questions that we have. It's Melina's dad's birthday and my mom's birthday. Happy birthday, April 11th, babies. Elaine, I mean, you can enter whatever portal door you want to enter. I create my own portal door, but you can have your guides create a portal door. The main thing is that you want to be fairly consistent. It's totally fine if your sacred space shifts and changes. It should, to a certain extent, open up for you and shift and change and grow as you shift and change and grow. But the main thing is, if you're constantly finding a different door in a different sacred space, then you spend half the time creating a door in a sacred space, and you don't really get to the journeying part where you can be really proactive. So I felt like there was somebody who wanted to work on something. Julie, did that help? Did that answer your money piece? You posted on the, I don't know where Julie is. Okay, cool. That helps. Okay, will you unmute Julie for just a second? Just so I can check in real quick. You there? She's looking for you.
There we go.
There you are. So yeah, so that was, I just went ahead and did that for the whole group. And I just want to check in and make sure that makes sense and it feels clear for you.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. Yeah, because I mean, it's about money because money's the thing, but it's not really about money. I mean, you know that. You know that. I think everybody knows that. And I also want to, not just for you, but just because we're talking about it, it's okay to tell your guides, I'm looking for financial flow. Sometimes people are like, I'm spiritual. I can't ask for money. I've got to be really poor to show how spiritual I am. And it's like, you know, the powers that be would love for you to stay poor and spiritual. Because then all the poopy heads can go buy up the forests and tear them all down. How about all of us spiritual people get rich and we buy up all this stuff and we save it and protect it? You know, like, so, so I'm glad that helped, and definitely keep working with that root chakra with your own practices, really working with your little girl self and what's got, this is for everybody, even though I'm talking to Julie, working with that root chakra and feeling safe, and Ruthie too, because I think some of what Ruthie shared is really, you know, linked in with this. You want to get safe and in your body and recommit to being in human form, because we are often unconsciously walking around going, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here on this planet. This is too hard. This sucks. I don't like it. It's confusing. It's chaotic. And that's a hard place to manifest from, and it's unconscious. Yeah. Okay, good. I'm glad that helped.
I didn't even realize that until you said it. And then I was like, whoa, all right.
Which piece, which part?
About not being in my body and not being grounded.
Yeah. Well, and it's more than being grounded. That's kind of I wanted to flesh that out, because I think a lot of you are able to, you know, get grounded, but you still don't necessarily feel safe. And you're still not necessarily really wanting to be here in human form, because you're these beautiful cosmic beings of light, and it's just awkward. It's like sticking a fairy in a human body and taking all the wings away, and then we're like, I can't even fly. What am I doing here? You know, and a lot of you totally understand what I'm talking about. So,
that was the part. When you said that, I was like, oh, yeah, that's it.
Okay. Awesome. I'm glad that helps. And, you know, same for Ruthie and same for everybody, especially, and you can go ahead and mute Julie and we'll see who else, has some. Yeah. Deanna, you're feeling me, Deanna. As far as let's get the money and, you know, permaculture the planet and live in harmony. But, especially when it's really intense. And so it's harder to hear your guides. a general soul retrieval, just keep calling yourself back, calling yourself back, calling yourself back. If that's all you can do, do that and call in your guides around you, even if you don't feel them, because sometimes that is the practice, just getting back into your body enough to feel your guides. And it's okay that sometimes that's the practice. And I wasn't kidding when I said, we're doing some deep medicine work here. Don't be fooled just because it's online for 75 minutes. I was encouraged to do this once a week. And I just thought, no, we need time to integrate. We're doing deep work here. So sometimes the rug feels like it gets pulled out from under you, but it's really not. And I really do empathize when people are in those dark night of the soul places, because I know those places. I remember crying to my mom going, I thought the dark night of the soul was one night. This is like months. This is dark nights. They should have explained to me, you know, and she laughed, but she got it. You know, the dark night of the soul can last a while, but there's deep, deep healing happening there. And I get that it's not easy. So let's see, let me put my glasses on. Okay, so Lisa's asking, how can you decipher if a physical pain is simply that? I've had a pain in my back since my first cancer. The way it keeps getting worse, I feel like it is trying to get my attention in another way. Yeah, Lisa, I personally don't feel like physical pain is just physical. I really feel like is she unmuted? I don't know. Somebody's talking back to me. Okay. I personally don't ever feel like it's just physical. That doesn't mean it's not physical. I'm not saying there's not something going on there. I'm just saying for me, there's always more going on than just the physical thing. So have you been going into that part of your body and talking to it?
I haven't had a chat yet. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would be a really good thing to do. Like journey, just like you do when we do the little talking to our little girl or little boy self. Uh-huh. You want to go into that part of your body, talk to that part of your body and retrieve whatever's happening there and bring it in and integrate it so that you can get the wisdom. Sometimes we have pain in an area of our body and it's really just trying to get our attention.
The way this feels.
Yeah. And have you had a doctor look at it?
I have, and I started physical therapy actually for it, and I'm getting a massage tomorrow. I see my chiropractor next week. I mean, it's really escalated. With each cancer, it's gotten worse and worse.
Okay. And so this is a muscular thing?
It's muscular, and it's my back. Part of it, I think, is hunching over my chest and trying to protect it. Mm-hmm. But it's a stabbing pain and it can radiate out too. Mm-hmm. But it just, there's an edge to it that I'm just like, this is something on another level also.
Right. I'm glad you're getting support. You're getting it looked at. I always encourage people not just to do the energetic piece. Also the counsel I'm receiving is that the pain that you're feeling is in your back, but the support that you need is probably going to be more in your hips and your legs. And I would encourage you to ask your physical therapist and some of the body workers you work with who could do some fascia release for you. Because the back is all about support. I think you already know that, but a lot of times we'll feel pain in a part of our body and that's not where it's originating. And the counsel I'm receiving is to really ask for some support for your hips and your legs to get that energy moving, because I'm really feeling your hips are needing support, because what I'm feeling is that the back is overcompensating.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
And also definitely look into that hunching over piece. If you're hunching over to do your art as well, I'm physically definitely doing that. If Epsom salt baths are a possibility. But this definitely feels like it's about support. And what's interesting too, with your personal experience, because you've been dealing with just so much body stuff for pretty much since I've known you.
4 years.
I would encourage you to link with your guides, and I want you to do this privately, which is why I'm not doing it with the group. And then once you've done it privately, if you want to do it with the group, I think it'd be really cool to do with the group. But I want you to have your own experience privately first, because that's the counsel I'm receiving. So I'm going to trust that. But I really feel that you've been in this initiatory process of cancer and then cancer again and all this other stuff that you're dealing with. And it feels like it's time to go talk to your soul self and just get real and say, okay, ready for all the understanding and clarity, ready to integrate this so it's not taking over my life. Mm-hmm. You know, and I feel like you're moving into that place. And I also encourage you to just honor that this is an initiation. I would encourage you to create a ritual to bring closure to the initiatory journey of constantly needing to be sick and in pain.
Okay.
When I went through a super dark night of the soul that lasted about a year, it lasted a year and a day. And I had this experience. I won't go into a bunch of details, but everything went dark. I couldn't connect with my guides. I could barely function. And all I could do was sit with clients, lead ceremony, and that was it. I could not do anything else. That was all I could do. And I could not seem to get out of that dark night of the soul, emotionally, mentally, energetically, spiritually. It was so hard. And I finally, after about 7 or 8 months, I just got with my guides and was like, what is up? What am I missing that will help this shift? And they said it's going to take a year and a day. And they told me a ritual to do to start activating the process to prepare for that year and a day. And sure enough, a year and a day to the day, I did a ritual. I burned a bunch of stuff that needed to be burned that had to do with what was going on. And everything, I mean, it started opening up the closer I got to that year and a day, but after that ritual. And I really feel like your body could use a personal ritual right now.
I think you're right. Yeah. And it's, I'm getting toxic. I mean, my mouth, chemo is coming out of my mouth. I do not like the way I'm talking, and there's just an ugliness that is out of character.
Well, but you know what? That's fair. If you've been dealing with chemotherapy and all the stuff you've been dealing with, go journey with your little girl self and just let her curse and be nasty to the high heavens and express herself.
Yeah.
Because
I just don't like that I'm getting it on other people.
You're getting it on other people because you need to go ahead and acknowledge it and express it with your guides so you don't accidentally verbally vomit. And it might be really good for you and I to get together in person if you're able to come here and we could do some of that together, because you're really dealing with some deep stuff that I don't want to rush it in like 10 minutes here.
Yeah. Okay.
Or even a phone session. A lot of this you can do on your own. There's an aspect of you that just needs to curse the freaking heavens for what you've been through. Allow yourself to do that and to express that. And to go ahead and tell God, Spirit, Universe, whoever you're talking to, exactly how you feel so that you can cry or scream or curse or whatever you need to do and then see what's underneath it.
Okay.
Okay, but I really honor what you're feeling, and it's totally valid and totally fair.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of us in this group would be like, what? Cancer twice and then this and that and this.
Right.
And that. Like, yeah.
Right. Three times, yeah.
Three cancers. So you deserve to feel how you feel. And I really want you to take some time and express that. Then once you've done some of the stuff we just talked about, we can either do some privately or we can do some more with the group. But I really want to give you the opportunity to not feel rushed and really dive deep, okay?
Okay, yeah. A ceremony popped into my head. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, Lisa. Tracy Prater saying, sometimes I say I don't want to be here, meaning where I live, to work. Maybe I should relanguage, because maybe that hooks into not being on earth. Sure. Yeah. I mean, anytime you're saying, I don't want to be doing this, or I don't want to be here, I don't want to live here, I don't want to be in this job, then that's going to affect everything else. And that could possibly hook into, I don't really want to be on this planet, you know? And so it's just a more subtle form of not being fully present. Mm-hmm. Your experience.
Right.
So is that what you're talking about, Tracy?
Yeah, it is. I just lately I feel like I'm on the precipice of something, and although I'm very grateful for where I'm living to work or for having the job that I have, it allows me to do different things. I just feel like there's something around the corner, something fun, something good, but I don't know how to turn the corner to that.
Yeah.
So I'll be patient and wait, see what the guides bring.
Well, and you can be patient and you can also be proactive.
Okay.
Just set the intention that you're ready to let that wave crest so you can get to the next phase, and just keep linking with your guides every day so it gets clearer and clearer and clearer. And really, you're so good at being upbeat and being like, oh, here's a big pile of poop, I'm going to turn it into flowers. Like, that's a gift that you have. So utilize that gift to go, as soon as you hear yourself going, you go, oh, I love this place. This place is going to rock. I'm going to put flowers everywhere. Like, you're good at making it goofy and silly. So start doing that so that you can be really fully present. And as you do that, things are going to shift. Because when I was working at the video store, didn't want to be, I just wanted to be doing this work full time. It's like 19 years ago. I really wanted to get out of there. And so the counsel I received was, turn the video store into a place where you're a healer. So I didn't walk around saying, hey, you want
that? And that's what I do.
Right. And I didn't have to say to people, hey, you want that video and you want a little healing? I just brought that energy of being a healer to the video store, and I was out of there in 2 months.
Okay. That's sort of what I do I work public education, so it's sort of what I do without, you know, saying it, but yeah, maybe if I just do it more.
Well, don't fake it till you, there's an aspect of fake it till you make it, but don't push it, you know?
Okay.
What I'm feeling for you is actually that there's something internal that's ready to shift, and then the physical will shift. So keep focusing on that. Keep focusing on that internal piece that's ready to, and then the physical will take care of itself. And that really goes to everybody, but I'm really feeling that for you right now.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Gail was asking, does this full integration help us heal the fear of others in the earth plane? Can you unmute Gail so I can ask what she means by that? What do you mean heal the fear of others, Gail?
She is not unmuting for some reason. Oh, there you are. We must have been doing it at the same time.
Gail, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're a little quiet, but I can hear you.
What I mean is other people also have a lot of fear. And if we have fear in ourselves, then we exude that lack of security out to other people, and then they feed it back to us. So I'm just wondering, if we all do this, and if we can, you know, get to a tipping point, then can we make the world a better place? And then we will be happy to be here as star beings. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I wanted to make sure I understand exactly what you meant by the way you phrased that. Any healing that you do for yourself to get yourself feeling aligned and grateful and present, fully embodied, committed to being on the planet, just like you said, that vibration is what you're going to be sending out. So that's what you're going to start getting affirmed, and then it'll be even easier to do that. Instead of walking around in fear, and then you're going to have a lot of stuff that's going to affirm that fear. And then it gets really hard to create the shifts. And we do a lot of this. Most of this is super unconscious, where we're like, I'm late. Or whenever you're late, you always hit all the red lights, can't find the parking place. But it's because you're stressed. It's because you're like, but as soon as you're just relaxed and in the zone, everything opens up. You weren't even late to begin with. And now that's a simple example of what we're talking about. So does this support everyone else on healing? It does. Do you need to focus on everybody else and feel responsible for them? No.
Yeah.
Right. So you really want to stay focused on you, but yes, definitely. The more I just recommit and recommit and recommitting to be on the planet. And I still do this from time to time. If I'm feeling like I need to, I will recommit to being here in human form, and I'll be funny with it. I'll be like, I'm going to rock this. I'm going to human all the humanness of the humanization. I'm going to be the humanist of the humanizers. Like, I'll just make it fun and goofy so that I'm bringing up that vibration and having fun with it instead of feeling like, oh, I got to be human. And so I have fun with it. And I literally, every time I do that, I find that people start coming into my life that are bringing exactly what I was wanting to receive and what I'm now putting out. I bring people who are really committed and love doing this work, or really like all about taking personal responsibility, and we can really communicate in a way that we can hold each other accountable and be super real. And I feel really safe with those people. And I mean, that those are the kind of things I see happen, because that's what's important to me. So yeah, this can definitely bring healing, because you're choosing to be on the planet instead of trying to be here secretly wishing you were somewhere else.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Good. Thank you.
Okay, cool. Your laptop kind of froze up there, but good. I'm glad that helped. Let me see.
I'm sorry. My video is cutting out.
That's okay. We can just mute Gail. That's okay, Gail. As long as you got what you needed, that's perfect. Oh, yeah, Ruthie, I wasn't feeling like you were complaining or anything. I felt like you were asking if you guys can, guys, you're not guys, you're women. If you want to read what she shared here, and the feedback was great. Yeah, no, that's great. I don't feel like when you all are, I was just sharing that I was doing this for you as well because of the things that you were asking about. I personally don't feel that when you all reach out and ask for support that you're being negative. That to me is being real and authentic and saying, hey, this is what's going on in my world. I could use some support. What doesn't resonate for me is if you like, this and this and this and this and this, and that's all you talk about, and you don't receive the feedback and you don't do anything to shift it, then it doesn't feel so good. Then it's kind of draining, like it's just your venting space. And I don't feel like people are doing that. I feel like you're sharing what's up and asking for support, and you're receiving it, and you're doing the practices to shift it. And that's what it's about. But there's also been people sharing awesome things that have been happening for them, and things that they, and that's uplifting too. When, you know, like Paula just posted, like she was just in the zone, feeling good, offering up gratitude. And I just smiled, just feeling that wave of gratitude come through. So yeah, I feel that the Facebook page is being used what it's for. Like, let's celebrate each other. Let's lift each other up. And also, you know, share your feedback. And if somebody's feedback doesn't resonate for you, don't do it. Don't worry about it. Don't do it. Do what resonates for you. But yeah, I didn't feel like you were complaining at all.
Kind of like being able to, it's like I'm trying to gauge my progress and what other people are doing. So if I can kind of, you know, when I get their feedback, I can see that I'm going in the right track, as far as where before I would use wrong kind of words. Like when you use things like, you don't say protection. Well, I stopped doing that too, where I'm like trying to like save and protect myself. And now I've shifted that and it's making a difference. It's just kind of surreal with my kid's dad dying 2 days ago. I spent 15 years with him. I met him when I was 15 years old, and we were the same people then. And one of the contributing factors to him passing away is because he drank so heavy. He smoked so heavy. Mm-hmm. So it's like, had I continued the way I was, I would have been essentially an extension of him still. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, and then all these things that have happened, not having resources, not so much money. It's like, I don't even know if I can get my daughter to the funeral. So it's just, but with me, if I had found a job, my daughter would have been alone when she got the news. Right. So it's kind of like, okay, things even though there's literally like, we're just kind of floating right now. Mm-hmm. If I had gotten a job on the first, which was the original goal, she would have been alone here in California. I would have been North Carolina already. So some of these things are falling together. Like, okay, I was patient. I didn't freak out. I didn't get drunk. I didn't, you know.
No, that's great awareness. That's really great awareness, that even though it's hard when you're in it to be able to discern, oh, look how that fell into place and that fell into place. And the more we can just be in that space, I'm not saying ignore or invalidate the hard places, but yeah, to be able to see that silver lining. One time I packed up everything I owned, moved like 10 hours away, and 2 weeks later I moved back. And I realized that there's no way I would have received what I needed to receive if I hadn't done that. And I felt like I was working with a lot of coyote medicine because I was having to go through all this other stuff, like go from A to B, but I had to go through, you know, X, Q, P, T, Z, whatever to get to B. But right. When I looked back at it, I realized if that hadn't happened that way, I wouldn't have gotten those lessons. So, you know, hindsight definitely supports the process. But yeah, definitely, you know, keep doing the piece around not just grounding, but also working with your little girl self to feel safe in your root chakra, to be safe, feel safe to be on the planet, and to really just that whole journey we just did.
Yeah, that was phenomenal. And awesome. Then, yeah, and I'm calling Michael a lot, you know, take this fear, you know, and using words like be brave, not protect yourself or, you know, shield yourself or, you know, those kind of trying to just change the verbiage and so it vibrates differently.
Yeah. And as you're doing that, definitely keep doing some connecting in with your little girl self. Because when you all have stuff where somebody died or just things are really kind of hitting the fan for a little while, you really want to nurture your little girl self and find out what she needs. And it may be as simple as a hot bath and then everything just kind of, the central nervous system can calm. And herbs for the central nervous system are really good too. I feel like you could use some central nervous system calming. But if you don't have herbs, ask the Munari that I send to you all to work with you and ask your healing team to help calm the central nervous system so that you can literally start relaxing into your body. Everybody could use that. Start activating the calming of your central nervous system and work with your healing team and ask the Munari to do psychic and energetic surgeries to start calming your central nervous system so that you can literally relax enough to do what you need to do and feel safe and be able to work with this stuff and so that you're not feeling triggered in it all the time. So good job.
Thank you. No, and thanks for all the feedback that I've gotten from everybody. It's so appreciated. Like, I mean, well, there's my gratitude part. It's like, I can't even say it enough, you know, like how grateful I am for the feedback that I got this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it is nice confirmation too, because even if everybody's experience is a little different from yours, they've all been where the poop hits the fan. They've been in those dark nights of the soul. We all get it. We've all experienced that. So when they say, like, Anna shared something about clearing her crystals and doing all this stuff, and I was like, oh, that's cool. I didn't think about maybe you just need to reset your crystals. I mean, there's all sorts of neat stuff that is, even if you know about it, it's a great reminder. And that's what we're here to do, is help each other remember. This whole journey is just helping each other remember. So yeah. So thanks for being open to the feedback, because that's really what it's about. If you're open to the feedback, then it doesn't feel like complaining.
No.
You know? So I feel good about it. Thanks, Ruthie.
Thank you.
And Elaine says, I've been invoking as you do morning and evening and experienced an immediate shift in terms of money and new contacts, opportunities, et cetera. It works. And thank you. That's awesome. Yeah, it really does work. And part of what you're doing, like I said, is the more you invoke your guides around you, you're activating an energetic grid that becomes your medicine world, your medicine space, so that you are writing your story. You are the one deciding what happens in your energetic world. So I can walk around in the world and everybody else is having their own experience and I'm having mine. Somebody gets upset with me and they get triggered and I can go, oh yeah, that's not pure love and pure medicine. So I'm not going to react to that. That's not activating my grid, because that's a projection, you know, or I start to project and I go, oh yeah, that's not in alignment. I feel that. And then I can shift it and I just keep activating my energetic grid. Even if you're not sure what that means, go find we did the energetic grid practice in one of the other sessions. Keep doing that. Because here's the thing. When I'm activating like Michael, Ariel, Gabriel, Raphael, I'm covering the four directions. And then I've got one in the center, one above, one below. And then I've got a cross like that as well coming through. Right? So I've got Zadkiel, Melchizedek, Saint Germain. I call in Saint Germain twice because he removes obstacles. Okay. Mm-hmm. He can also be a little bit of a troublemaker or a little bit of a rebel. So I think some of you will resonate with him. So I'm activating a cross and above and below, and then an ex as well. And I'm actually activating an energetic grid very similar to how the Pacos work with their mesas. They're activating a grid on their mesa to move the energy in this dimensional realm. That's what I'm doing when I invoke that. I'm doing it in the realms to be able to move energy here. So I'm kind of taking y'all into the next phase of it. And I don't want you to focus on that too much. I just want you to keep focusing on the fundamentals. Because if you keep doing this and maybe if you're able to come sit in person or come to the retreat or come study or whatever, you're going to start realizing how this is more than just calling the stuff around you and receiving support. That's where we start. But you've got to have a relationship so that you get to the point where you're so trusting and so clear that you can go, and now here's the story I'm going to write. Boom, activate the grid, this, 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 this. And then when you first start doing it, you go, you have those oh poop moments. Oh my gosh, it worked. Oh my gosh. Because I remember having those moments and then being like, wait, I wanted that to work. Why am I freaking out, right? I remember when my guides first started coming around me and I could physically feel them, like they would touch me. I could hear them walk through my healing space. And I was like, you know, at first it kind of, and then I went, wait, I've been asking them to come in like this. I don't need to freak out. So this will exponentially amp up. And the fundamentals of getting into your body, really feeling safe and grounded and willing to do this in human form is a huge key aspect that's going to shift everything for you all. So thank you for the questions and thank you for being here tonight. And I'm glad that that shamanic journey resonated for you. And I'm glad we got to answer some more questions. And, you know, just keep me posted. I'll see you all in a couple weeks. And I really do hope some more of you can sign up for the retreat, because we're going to take this stuff that we're doing, and at the retreat, there's things I can do in person that I can't do online and that we can do together. So it's really going to, a lot of this is going to start to become cohesive for you in a whole new way when we're together in person and we've got the physical elements to work with. But y'all are doing great and I'm having a good time. I really appreciate you. You ask great questions and you're supporting each other and you're really showing up in the Facebook group for each other. And I just really appreciate it. So thank you all for being here. Any blessings to you this evening? And thanks again for hosting, Michelle. If you want to just unmute everybody.